It's March 8th, 2019. It's about 7:55 or so in the morning. And I was just going through some notes. And I was working on my segmented outline. And I was thinking about critical mass. That's sort of what got me on the thought train, so to speak. And I just recently watched a movie. Kyle and Jesse were watching it. It was called Chappie. It was basically about a robot who, through an experiment by its creator, an AI scientist and researcher, he had created the subroutines, you know. Basically, he had created an AI in the form of a combat robot. It was a police force robot. And later in the movie, the AI engineer himself was shot, and the robot's character was had been named Chappie, and Chappie had scanned his neural matrix and created a backup. And later, towards the end of the movie, he installed that, or he programmed that matrix into a robot body. And there was this particular scene when the character, the research scientist who had created the program or the code for that matrix to be able to be embodied by, it was when his physical body, he had been injured, he'd been shot, and he's dying. And so Chappie transferred him into this spare robot body, and it depicts him waking up with a start, you know, startled, you know. And while I was just kind of sitting there processing that and kind of thinking about that and how it was depicted in the movie, it struck me that that's very similar to someone who is going through an awakening awareness, an expanded consciousness, an awakening awareness of expanded consciousness. And it is starting, you know, one of the ways I had thought about expressing that emotion, the intensity that's involved, that's experienced, and I think it's even greater than this, but this was one of the things that made me, you know, kind of think about it as perhaps a viable reference for others to be able to kind of understand based on their own experiences in their own life. It's sort of like if you've ever woke with a start from a dream where you're falling. It's a very intense but very strange sensation. And so anyway, I mean, I really can't describe it any further. If some, you know, person has ever experienced that, they'll know at some level, you know, they'll be able to relate to that, know what I am, you know, the meaning I'm trying to impress upon them about how startling it is to wake with a start, to wake with a start. And, you know, I mean, in my own experience, you know, I literally jumped, you know, in my sleep as I woke up. So, yeah, that's, it is startling. And then, you know, let's depict it in a movie. I was just thinking about, I remember watching movies as a child, and they always, you know, oftentimes, they, you know, they kind of leave you wanting for more. Okay, so you get to this conclusion in the storyline, but, you know, it's so engrossing and you're so engaged. You know, it's like, okay, well, what happens the day after this, you know, in the story? You know, what happens now? You know, you want to continue to be immersed in that story and that storyline and in the experience of the characters and the interplay between the characters. Well, the thing is, you know, as long as we're present, we have that opportunity. We have tomorrow to wake up to and continue the storyline and continue that interaction between the characters, which is us. It's like I had mentioned the lyrics from that song, Space Captain. Once while traveling across the sky, this lovely planet caught my eye. Being curious, I passed close by. Now I'm caught here till I die, living. Now I'm caught here till I die, learning to live together. Poetry, lyrics from a song. You know, I think the guy's last name was Moore, but I'm not sure about that. But this is our story, and it's so easy, hidden or lost to notice. It's so easy to lose sight of the miraculous opportunity that each and every one of us that are present in this world have. I chalk this under the heading of beguiled. You know, there's so much to distract us from this miraculous opportunity. Those three steps back, talk about being in the trenches in competition for resources and opportunities. You know, I think it's somewhat related to Maslow's hierarchy, that if you're focused on the base needs, out of necessity, out of intense necessity, then you really don't have, the demands of that are so high that you don't really have time for the higher levels of existence. There's just not room. It's easy to be distracted, to become this beguiled and misdirected, and our attention and our intention to be, you know, forced down to that level, to the base level by circumstances. That's why I talk about that, you know, we're born into a world of circumstances, an inherent system. So, yeah. Well, anyway, that's about all I really wanted to get down. I remember it about waking with a start. And that's how I initially, well, very early, described the experience of an awakening awareness. And it happened to me incrementally over the course of my life up to this point. So it's hard for me. You know, I spent a day or two searching back in my memories if there was this one event that really, that's where my expanded consciousness, my conscious awareness of an exalted state. 78 definitely represented, or the fall of 77 and 78 definitely represented a very intense extended experience. And so I would say there was almost, I could say there was like quantum leaps that happened during that time. But taken out of context of the incremental events that happened prior to that, and the many incremental awakening awarenesses, expanded consciousness events that have happened since then, it would not have anywhere near the meaning that it has become to mean. I guess one of the ways I can frame this is there are contributing factors and there's the deciding factor. And while all those events were contributing factors, I think the primary deciding factor was my constant engagement in exploring, in inquiry and investigation. I think no one single event, and I guess that's what I'm really trying to capture here. I think it kind of goes back to what I say, my notes, the way they depict the metaphysical Big Bang, that consciousness existed, but, in this quietude, in this quiet state of rest, I that's the only way I can kind of think to say it. It was as if it was asleep. And when it became self-aware, when it became aware, consciousness became aware, like at the instant that it woke up, for the lack of a better term, it became fully aware of all potential, of all possibility. That is a singularity quantum event, meaning there was nothing to distract it, nothing, no thing to act as a barrier or a limitation on it becoming fully aware at that instant. Whereas that is not the state that we each live in as individuals. So it just kind of makes, sense to me that while at that pure state, that would be a single event, a singularity, the quantum leap into creation. Materialized creative consciousness. For an individual in the human condition, in this state of affairs, there is many distractions. I guess that's one way I could say. I'm not, barriers, impediments, there's other more challenging terms that I could attach to tokens that I could name what prevents us from having the, from being able readily to make that quantum leap into full consciousness. But in the human condition, I just, I did not experience that. Now, I would never, I would not take the position that it's impossible. I'm amazed at what is possible. But when I first started reading about enlightenment and the path of the sage, the wise man, I remember reading that the author stated that in his estimate that a minimum of 20 years was required to even be able to get an inkling of what it meant to become enlightened, to be fully, you know, to become, to expand your consciousness and live in an exalted state. And of course, I read this on the heels of what I had experienced in 77 or 78. I don't know if it was after or just before, but it was in that era. And I think because of the intensity of what I was going through, I may not have attached too much, how could I say that? I may have discounted the truth of that. I may have suspected that it could be contracted. And I still believe it can be at some level. But looking back now over the decades that I've been on my personal journey of this quest and engaged in my practice, I really do see in reflection now how much of this has been incremental. And, you know, it kind of adds to the joy of the journey. You know, it's like each day it's like having something to look forward to. Not every day, you know, is an eye-opening event, a realization or an awakening awareness, but there's many of them strung together. And so it is the work play, you know, it is looking forward to another day's play. So, well, I think that's about all I wanted to capture today. Signing off.